This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. With another street protest planned for tomorrow, Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, today put off further action on the extradition bill, which has caused deep concern in the Chinese autonomous territory. Despite the drama of it, Lam sounded low-key.
I want to stress that the government is adopting an open mind to heed comprehensively different views in society towards the bill. The Secretary for Security will send a letter to the Legislative Council President to withdraw the notice of resumption of a second reading debate on the bill. In other words, the Council will halt its work in relation to the bill until our work in communication, explanation, and listening to opinions is completed.
The extradition measure would allow criminal suspects to be sent to mainland China for trial, a cause for alarm for a wide cross-section of Hong Kong's population, especially pro-democracy forces. Hong Kong human rights activist Bonnie Leung says the protests must continue.
We urge all the individuals, chambers of commerce, workers, students who have any related to Hong Kong, you must keep concerning about our situation and keep voicing out, not only for the sake of Hong Kong people, but also for your own sake.
Richard Ratcliffe, a British citizen, says his Iranian-born wife has begun a new hunger strike in jail in Iran. The woman holds both British and Iranian citizenship.
She sent in a letter to the judiciary saying that enough was enough and that she was starting a hunger strike and requesting to be unconditionally released, were her words. She's eligible, so wanted to make that point. As you say, this isn't the first hunger strike she's been on, so I promised that if she went on another one, then I would join her.
To keep up to date on all the day's news, you can always go online to voanews.com. This is VOA News from Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump says there is no doubt that Iran is responsible for this week's crippling of two tankers in the Gulf of Oman, deepening tensions between Washington and Tehran. Speaking on Fox and Friends, Mr. Trump cited U.S. military video that purports to show Revolutionary Guards removing an unexploded mine from one of the vessels.
Iran did do it, and you know they did it because you saw the boat. I guess one of the mines didn't explode, and it's probably got essentially Iran written all over it.
Acting U.S. Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan says the United States wants to build a global consensus on the attacks.
We had the big push in the last 24 hours to continue to get information out, continue to share intelligence, and you'll continue to see us work to do that as part of building the international consensus.
The World Health Organization has decided the Ebola epidemic in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo is not yet a global public health emergency. Preben Avitslan is the acting chair of the WHO's Emergency Committee.
We risk to see restrictions on travel and trade. We risk to see airlines stopping their flights to the area. And we also risk border closures or restrictive measures at border that could severely harm the economy in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Meanwhile, the panel of experts warns that a lack of funding could undercut efforts to contain the deadly virus, which has so far taken 1,400 lives in the DRC. Amid reactions ranging from Republican concern to Democratic outrage here in Washington, President Trump is backing away from his earlier assertion over how he would respond if a foreign power offered him negative information on a political opponent. Here's AP Sagar Magani.
The president says, of course, he'd look at the information.
Because if you don't look at it, you're not going to know if it's bad. How are you going to know if it's bad?
Earlier this week, he told ABC News he would not necessarily tell law enforcement. On Fox and Friends.
But of course you'd give it to the FBI or report it to the Attorney General or somebody like that.
Democrats had blasted the president's earlier comments, saying he was all but inviting more election interference next year. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Disclosures released this weekend show that President Trump's daughter, Ivanka, and her husband, Jared Kushner, took in as much as $135 million in revenue during their second year as aides to the president. Most of the cash was generated from vast real estate holdings, stocks and bonds, and a book deal. For more news, voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News, Washington.
It's VOA. VOA. One. All the hits and more right here on VOA.